Oh Lord, please come and take control. I feel the pull. At night I lay in bed and I begin to cry, and my mind just fails. It must be God here in my soul, 'cause I feel the pull. I feel the pull. I hear the call, and I know His Spirit's moving. Each line and phrase, He was drawing me to give a higher praise. Yes, there's a deep call to the deep. It's like a great magnet pulling me. Oh, I know that I'll reach the goal, 'cause I feel the pull. Oh yes, I feel the pull. Thank you, Lord. I hear the call, and I know His Spirit. Why don't we stand and sing the chorus once more all together? I feel the pull. Oh Lord, I hear your call. And I know your Spirit's moving me to give my all. He speaks to me. For that little tug on your life. Amen. We serve a real God. God bless you. Let's make that F. This is 30 in your hymn book. You looking for higher ground tonight? Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining.
Turn and shake hands with your neighbor this evening. Thank you.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Good to be in service again tonight. Amen. Good to be in the presence of the Lord. And just want to say appreciate our musicians. We've had several musicians out of town on vacation and due to work travels and different things. So appreciate Brother Japheth and Sister Anna and Sister Brenda helping out while they're gone. We're blessed with a lot of talented musicians here, so we appreciate that. And wanted to make a couple of announcements, but share a couple of testimonies with you. Brother David Eplin had shared this with me today, said, talking about Brother Mike, his dad, says, Dad had another great doctor's report today. No new cancers and no growth of existing tumors. This marks 15 months since he was told he probably had about 3 months left to live. He once again thanks our church for praying for him and gives God all the glory. So praise the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. No matter what the report says, the Holy Spirit's able to bring back a good report. So, and the boy that we prayed for Sunday night that Brother Jimmy had asked us to remember in prayer, who was shot in the chest, he's recovering well. The bullet missed all of his vital organs. And also, he came from a very broken family, and they found out today that the family was brought back together through this situation. So God knows what he's doing. Amen. He's an on-time God, so we praise the Lord for that. Sometimes we pray and we ask God whatever it takes, and sometimes we don't realize some of the things you might have to go through, but God will work it out just right. And I want to remember Brother Larry Sharp in prayer. He fell and injured his eye and his arm this week, so I want to remember him in prayer. And then my sister-in-law, Denise, asked that we remember her granddaughter, little Peyton, in prayer. They have a new home infusion nurse that's going to be administering the treatment, and she's new at doing that, so they're a little nervous about it. And then also next week, Peyton is scheduled for an orthosurgeon appointment, and they're wanting to get her able to stand on her feet on her own. So just remember her in prayer that the Lord will work a miracle there. And then also they requested prayer specifically for her speech and her ability to drink. And so we want to remember those situations in prayer. Also, I text Brother Jason Watkins today. Their church and his home and many of the homes of the families that attend there are right in the path of this severe storm and tornadoes as Hurricane Florence is approaching the East Coast there. So he requested that we remember them in prayer, that the storm will just break up and tear apart in the water in the ocean out there before it even gets to land. So we know God's able to do that. Amen. If he can control the storms, the Bible said, they said, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? So if he could do that 2,000 years ago, he's still Jesus Christ the same today to be able to do it again. Amen. He's the master of the wind, not only physically, but of your storms in your life, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. He's in control of it tonight. And Brother Layton asked that we continue to remember his nephew, Joel Lunsford from Prescott, in prayer, as his heart is only working at 17% capacity. And he's also having some serious kidney problems. So we want to remember that again in prayer. How many of you have an unspoken prayer request you'd like to bring the Lord with uplifted hand? Amen. We've got a few visitors with us from overseas. We kind of had an international convention yesterday. We had a Brother Sampson from India, and we had Brother Thomas from Ghana, and we had Brother Arsene from Cape Town, South Africa, and then we had one brother from Jeffersonville and another brother from Kentucky. So we just had a real time of international fellowship there. But I'm going to ask Brother Thomas from Ghana if he'd come tonight and just remember these prayer requests. If you'd come, brother, and just pray over the requests tonight. Amen. Good to have him with us visiting all the way from Ghana. And let's just pray together with our brother for these requests. Brother Thomas, if you want to say something and greet the people as well, you're welcome. God bless you, brother.
I salute you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Like Pastor said, I'm coming from Africa, West Africa, Ghana. And I'm a missionary, but I have raised a church in Accra. When I got into the message, I raised a church in the village. And for 20 years, I was with the village folks. But that was not my calling, so the Lord asked me to step out. And that is how I step out on a mission. And I come to Accra, I raise another church, but I put a pastor, because I'm not a pastor. But mostly I go mostly on the outreach work and then international, that is a missionary work in Brazil, India, United States, and then Canada, Trinidad, Africa, all over Africa. That's what the Lord has placed on my heart doing. So I thank the Lord that when I was preaching, that is for Brother Louis, then I happened to get pastor's contact, and I called him and said, that's fine. Although there's a brother preaching, but we can come through and have fellowship with us. I said, really, I appreciate that. Because mostly I'm a missionary. I've seen a lot of, anyway, we are not here to tell many things, but I've seen many things on the field. I've seen different characters. But so I appreciate that's how pastor quickly said, come through and let us fellowship. And that's why I appreciate. God, Richard, bless you, pastor, for that. So let us pray. Precious Lord, we are very grateful and thankful that when you look down, you can rejoice because you can see your victory at Calvary. Father, we are the victory of God. Father, thank you, Lord, that we have acknowledged what Calvary means to us. And Father, when there is any issue or any problem, we have the solution. We have Satan's answer. Because the answer is the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood that was shed on Calvary. So therefore, whatever request that the people has brought on the altar, Father, we believe that, Lord, you have already overcome all these problems and you have already answered it before we could even ask. So Lord, we believe that, Lord, all our requests have been answered. And that, but Brother Brown said, Lord, he could do everything, but Father, we remember when you asked Mary and Martha to roll the stone, which means we have a part to play. That's why we have to pray and ask you, Lord. So, Father, come and vindicate your power among your people. And, Father, answer every request that we have brought before you tonight. We believe with all our heart that whatever we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have petition, we have, Father, even that assurance because the blood is still wet on Calvary. Help us, Lord. Bless this church and bless the fellowship. Bless, Father, the speaker and let the Holy Ghost take over and let the whole place be on fire. We believe that, Lord, you will speak to us tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. At this time, we have a special from Jared and Josiah Prakash.
You're the word.
Each tribe and tongue and nation, you are leading.
Sure, appreciate that. Sure. It's nice to see our young people using their talents for the Lord. It's very encouraging. Amen. God bless you. If the brothers would please come at this time.
Oh, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name. Yes, Jesus is the name of the Lord. And Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Let's magnify the name. Magnify the name. Magnify the name.
Stand and sing it together.
Blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name, blessed be the name.
Is that what you came to do tonight, to bless his name? Amen. Amen. God bless you. Brother Samson Shetty, I felt led to have him minister for us tonight. He was on his way through. He's visiting from India, and he was coming from Virginia and headed to Atlanta, I think, down in Georgia. So we invited him to just come through our way when we knew he was going to be here. And Brother Layton, I think, has met him a couple of times before at ministers' meetings and things. And I had communicated with him over email and text messages and things over the years. And he'd shared some things that they were doing over there. Had never met him in person. So I was praying. I said, well, come on through and we'll have some fellowship and we'll see how the Lord leads. And so when he got here, as soon as he got in the car and we began to talk, I thought, yeah, he's all right. We can have him. You know, sometimes us pastors are a little bit cautious, you know, until you meet somebody, you don't really know what their spirit is or what their background is or whatever. And as soon as we begin to fellowship, I thought, yeah, it'll be all right. We'll have Brother Samson minister for us. So I want to invite him to come at this time. Just looking forward to it. He doesn't live too terribly far from Brother Boaz. So now he's working on me and Brother Layton to try to come and preach a revival for him in 4 days and then go down and preach for Brother Boaz 4 days. So we'll pray about that and see how the Lord leads. But let's just sing Amazing Grace tonight as he comes. Amen. Aren't you thankful for grace?
Oh, it's amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I know it saved a wretch like me. Oh, I was lost, oh, but now I'm found. Oh, I was blind, but now I see.
Let's sing it this way together. Why don't you slip up your hand to him?
Oh, praise God, praise God.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's our national anthem. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be here in the house of the Lord this evening. I would like to say shalom to you all saints. Peace be unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. While we are standing, let's bow our hearts for a moment of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of whole universe, we praise your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Father God. That's the purpose you have created us, to worship you, Lord, in the spirit and in the truth. Lord, we submit ourselves in the service to worship you with all our heart, with the word, with the singing, with whatever you place on our hearts, Lord. We give all the glory, praise, and honor to your holy name. Lord, we are here assembled together in that lovely name, the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, as you promised, where two or three gather in your name, you said that I will be there in their midst. Lord Jesus, thank you for your lovely presence. Thank you, Lord, for the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit that your people created in this evening, in this building, Lord. Like the scripture says, Lord, as St. Paul said, that we are sitting in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would come and visit us in a special way this evening time. Lord, without you, we are nothing. We can't do nothing, Lord. Nothing means nothing. Father, we need you more. We need more of you, Lord. Without you, we can't do anything, Lord. We need you every moment in our lives. Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit this evening, Lord. You know, Father, that I am not English-speaking preacher back home. I'm not used to preach in this language, Father. But you know, Lord, what to do. We call you upon the scene, Lord Jesus, that you would come on the scene and visit us in an outstanding way and speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit from your word. Anoint my lips, my mind, my heart to speak your word this evening time, Lord. Anoint the ears and minds and hearts of the people this evening to receive your word. Lord, you know the needs. Lord, we can see the outer appearance, but you see the heart. You know the needs, oh Father. You are the great Jehovah Jireh, great Jehovah Rapha. Almighty God, I pray that you bless your people and meet every need. If they need a physical healing, Lord, touch their bodies in a supernatural way. And Lord Jesus, if they need something in their lives, in their life's journey, Lord, help them, Lord. I would like to be a blessing to your people this evening. And I would like to be blessed by the word. And Lord, bless your people this evening. Bless this church. Bless the pastor, Brother Nathan, and his lovely family. And also, Lord, the church, the believers here, Lord, the ministers, deacons, and trustees, and Sunday school ministry, youth ministry, missionary work, musicians, songs leaders, Lord, everyone, bless them with great spiritual blessings. Lord, I pray that you come in a special way. Lord, we submit ourselves and this service into your mighty hands. Whatever we say, whatever we do, that be a glorify into you, to your name. We call you upon the scene for your glory. We ask these blessings with thanksgiving. In Jesus Christ's most holy name I pray. And the bride of Jesus Christ says, Amen. You may be seated, saints. Thank you. Certainly, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord this evening. And I would like to say that I'm not an English-speaking person back home, but most of my English I learned by listening to Brother Branham's messages. So Brother Donnie Reagan from Tennessee, he said one time, "So buddy, you speak Kentucky accent, huh?" I think so. I'm learning different accents in traveling in the United States. But my precious brothers and sisters, I humbly request you to please pray for me as I'm standing behind the pulpit this evening time. Even though back home, even though I'm preaching to the same people every Sunday and every Wednesday, I feel nervous. Even though I see the people every day, most of them are my family members. So I see them every day. But it is not an easy task. It is not an easy thing that when you come into the house of God, it is not an easy thing. It's a very sacred job when you are standing behind the pulpit in front of, before the elected lady, Mrs. Jesus Christ. You know, it's a very, you know, responsibility. You know, it's a great responsibility. So as I'm standing here, you know, I need your prayers. And I certainly appreciate the man of God and our precious brother and, you know, your pastor and our pastor, Brother Nathan, for giving me this opportunity to come by and fellowship and to minister to the bride of Jesus Christ in this part of the world this evening time. And it's a blessing. Amen. And also, I would like to thank Pastor Brother Nathan for giving this opportunity. I appreciate him. And also Brother Bill Layton. I met him in Brother Tim Hume's conventions last maybe 4 or 5 years back. And I remember that. And I think 3 months back, I called Brother Bill on the phone. And I talked to him and he remembered me. And so I didn't have a Brother Nathan's contact information. So I got from Brother Bill and I contacted Brother Nathan. So how I came here, you know. So the Lord made a way, you know. Praise the name of the Lord. And I appreciate the brothers here. And I would like to invite them. I'm inviting them to come to India. You know, Brother Bill and Brother Nathan, and also precious Brother David Hoover. It's so nice, you know, to know all the precious brothers and sisters like Precious Faith in the message of the hour. And so we had a wonderful time. I really, 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 really enjoyed. You feel the presence, you know, the atmosphere, you know. And when Brother Bill, Brother Billy Bobby, Billy Bob, please excuse me, I'm sorry, you know, if I can't pronounce in a proper way, please, you know, forgive me. Thank you, Brother Billy Bob, really, you know, really enjoyed the fellowship last night. Like Brother said, international convention, international fellowship, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we had a wonderful time today, sharp at 10 o'clock. Like Brother David said, we got ready. And Brother Thomas Effa was almost, you know, he was ready, you know, before 10 o'clock. And he called my whole room, you know, from the lobby. And I just ran. and we met Brother David and we went to see some different sights, and really the presence of God came right there in the car. Oh, I was broke into the tears, you know. Praise the Lord. You know, precious brothers and sisters, like prophet of God said, when you talk about him, he will come. Definitely he will come. And where two or three gathered in his wonderful name, he will be there. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We enjoyed the fellowship. I certainly appreciate Pastor, Brother Nathan, and also all the ministering brethren, Brother Bill and Brother Bills and Brother David and different brothers for taking their own taking their time and you know, putting their efforts and taking brothers to show different sites, and you know, we really enjoyed, you know. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And also I'm so good to see Brother David Andis. When I came first time to the United States, Brother Larry Hara, he lived in Illinois. So he moved to Campbellsville, Kentucky, maybe 3-4 years back. So that brother, you know, took me to Brother Branham Tabernacle. And Brother Andis was a deacon. Are you, you were the deacon, right? Yeah, he was a deacon. And he showed me all the, you know, Brother Branham's office and all the tabernacle and pulpit and everything. I really enjoyed, really appreciate. So good to see you, Brother David. Amen. So good to see you all saints in the house of God. I don't want to take your time. I know I am not in India. I am in the other side of the globe. I know most of you people have small children, and you have to work in the morning, like you have to leave in the morning, like early in the morning, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and you have to work. I'm very much concerned about that. I don't want to take your time. And, you know, I have some pictures here this evening, so I'd like to show those things and appreciate you. And also, I'm so glad to see Brother Thomas Effa, my friend from Ghana. It's so nice to see him again. We met in Carolina camp meetings, and it's so nice to see him again. Amen. So I would like to share a few pictures here. Trust it will be a blessing to you, because this is my first time coming to this church. So I'm bringing loving greetings to you all saints from my family. Here you see my lovely wife. Thank you, sir. Sister Suvarna means pure gold. And my son Samuel Larry, and my youngest daughter here, Susanna Elizabeth, and my oldest daughter, Selah Faith. Excuse me. They send greetings to you. And greetings from our church. That is a church building where we worship every Sunday morning and Wednesday evening and Saturday evening. We have 3 services in our church. And that is the church building. And we are constructing a 2-storage building right beside of the church, because we don't have restrooms. We don't have a pastor study. We don't have Sunday school. We don't have fellowship hall. So we are constructing that building for those things, you know, for pastor's office and church office and Sunday school and fellowship hall. So greetings from our church family. This is the church we worship. And last year we had a special conventions. And in those conventions, you know, you'll see the people, the total, the building was packed up. So you see the people here. And greetings from our Sunday school children. Greetings from our ministering brethren. While I'm gone, these minister brothers taking care of our assembly, and I schedule the brothers to come and preach for us. So these brothers coming and preaching for us, and we support them every month with finances and Bibles and message books and you know, whatever we, you know, whatever we can, you know, we would like to support the ministry, you know. So here I'm preaching in one of the conventions, and that is our church. And the church building was packed up, you know, the people everywhere, you know, we are not able to offer a room to the people. So then, you know, the people, you know, they're coming, and so the church was full. So somebody took the picture from inside, and you see the people are standing outside, you know. And you see the people are outside. The hungry for the word of God. Hungry and thirsty for the message of the hour. And here you see my wife, Sister Suvarna, myself, and Brother Samuel Kotha, Brother Prakash, oldest son. And he solemnized our wedding. He performed our wedding. And you see Brother Freddy Gray from Hyderabad. And here you see again the ministering brethren. And I baptized this brother 18 years back. And his name is Benjamin. He was born disabled. Was not able to see properly. But after I baptized him, the Lord touched him. And now he is able to read his Bible. And he is pastoring the church. He has 40 or some people in that remote village. I'm giving some Bibles to him. He requested for the Bibles. So this is in our living room. You see, you know, Brother Branham said, let me come into your house. What kind of pictures you've got in your house? You know, you see the pictures, you know. What's on my, you know, in my house here? It came on outside, you know. Praise the Lord. I baptized this brother 18 years back. So he's got about 20, 25 Bibles. So here you see our people. Every Sunday after the service, we serve the food to the people. Those who come from far places, like 150, 200 kilometers. So the people has little children, and some people has some health issues. So they don't have proper things to you know, they don't have money to buy, or we don't have you know, things. We don't have hotels or restaurants close to our church. So we serve the food, and this is our church building is used for, you know, service, fellowship hall, and church office and everything, you know. We do message translation work too. So we use all these. I baptized this brother. His name is Samuel Paul. Maybe 5-6 years back when he was in Trinitarian Pentecostal Church, I introduced the message. So he came out, and him and his family and the church got rebaptized and serving the Lord in the message of the hour. Someone presented these music instruments to our church. And that is the building, two storage, like a 15, 12 by 15 or some, you know, like that. So we are going to have a pastor study and a church office and Sunday school and fellowship hall and also the restrooms. We are going to fix all these things in that building. So that is the church building, and you see the, you know, new construction. And right in the middle of our property, there is a Hindu people, you know, they are located in the right in the middle of the property. You see the steps, and you see, you know, right under the tree, they parked a little moped. So they are disrupting our ministry, our church, hindering, causing many problems over the years, like 12 years, right beside of the church, not even 10 feet distance, you know. So they are throwing lemons and disrupting. I don't have time to explain all those things, but they are attaching their tent to our church and having their goddesses worship, screaming and shouting and putting the TV volume up and screaming and washing the dishes outside and washing the clothes outside and doing all kinds of things. So please pray for us, saints of God. So I'm preaching in one of the message church in the boonies. Here you see my lovely wife, Sister Suvarna, and myself. That was on her birthday. And I baptized this brother last year, right after the conventions, and he was a gangster, working for gangs and working for political parties. And you know, they have some agreements. You know, if you kill a person, how much you pay for that? If you take a hand, how much? If you take a leg, how much? You know, that's the deal, you know, in India. So gangster become Christian now, and he gave his heart to the Lord. And he got baptized. Praise the Lord. Yeah. His name is Sebastian. And some baptisms, we believe in water baptisms. Amen. I baptized some of the people here. And this sister came out from Trinitarian Pentecostal Church and got rebaptized. This young man got baptized. Once in a while I grow beard. I don't think that will offend you, you know. So because of the weather, you know, when it gets cold, you know, I don't want to shave every time. It's burned my skin, you know. So I'm giving Bibles to a widow sister in our church. And this brother got rebaptized last 2 years back. His name is Moses. And he's got some Bibles for his congregation. We distribute the Bibles. We are distributing Bibles since almost 12 years. And here Pastor Caleb got some Bibles. And we give Bibles to the poor believers. Poor believers means they go to work from morning to evening. They don't even get $5 or $6. So they have no enough money to buy a Bible. So we help them with the Bibles, you know. And some tribal people in the jungle areas, they got some Bibles. Free Bible distribution to the poor believers. And again, you see Brother Benjamin. And this brother name is Vijay Peter. He was arrested by Hindu government 18 years back for preaching this message, for preaching the gospel. They put him in the jail for a couple of months. So please pray for him and his ministry. And also his wife she is suffering from throat cancer. Please pray for him. Here you see Brother Benjamin and his wife, Brother Caleb and his wife. And here you see, behind every picture, there is a great miracles, you know, signs, you know, supernatural things taking place. People worshiping. That's in remote villages. They don't have chairs. They don't have proper facilities, nothing. This is the place in the jungle area. We go and have services. And this is Brother Benjamin's church. That is is a rented house. So sisters one side and the brothers one side sitting on the floor. Here again, Brother Benjamin and his wife. We believe in communion and feet washing. I don't know why some of the people, those who call so-called message believers, they quit all these things, communion, feet washing, and all these, you know. But we believe in that divine orders. Again, you see the fellowship in our church. Here I'm translating the message. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. We have completed that message, and we printed a couple of books in our church, like parallelly, you know, like parallel, like in English and Telugu. Yeah. This is the brother, one of the brother in the church helping in the translation work. We are using this church sanctuary for everything, you know. So this is the building. It is a present condition of that building, you know. We want to, you know, complete this building. And this is the church, and that is our building. And pray for the problem in the right in the middle of the church, you know, right in the middle of our property, the Hindu people. So these are the pictures. Trust you enjoyed those pictures. Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. I don't mean to take much time for this. Let's stand together. Let's read scriptures here. I would like to read from book of Psalms, chapter 40, and verse 7 and 8. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. May the Lord add his blessings of reading of his word. You may be seated, saints. Thank you. I would like to speak on this evening by the help of the Holy Spirit. I would like to speak on stepping out from the pages of the book. Amen. Stepping out from the pages of the book. God's prophet said like this in Question and Answers 1964. He said, as long as you are in Christ, you are in the Bible. You are in Him in the Bible. As long as you are in Christ, then you are in the fullness of the Bible. Amen. I believe that. As long as we are in Christ, Jesus said, abide in me and my words in you. Then ask whatsoever you will, yet you will receive it. Amen. And here you see my precious brothers and sisters stepping out from the pages of the book. Here we read the scripture from Psalms chapter 40 and verse 7 and 8 that it says, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And here we read the scriptures in Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. It says, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, and the word is in your mouth, and the word is in your heart. The word which we preach, the word of faith. By the grace of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, you know, we are recognizing our position in the scriptures. By the help of the Lord, amen. Stepping out from the pages of the book. It is not only reading or something like a listening, but something coming inside. Something reality. Just stepping out from the pages of the book. Recognizing our position in the scripture. It is written about you and me. We are not by an accident. We are not by a chance sitting here in this building tonight. We were back of God's mind. We were eternal thoughts of God. God expressed his thoughts. And Brother Branham said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And the Word is the expressed thought. When the Word was in his mind, he expressed that Word. He expressed that thought by the Word to speaking to his prophets. And he shown the visions. He spoke to them by voice. And whatever it was in his mind, he expressed his thoughts to his scribes and the prophets and disciples and apostles. 40 people, the scribes wrote this Bible. And it is written about you and me tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We are just stepped out from the pages of the holy book. And we are the manifestations of the written word tonight. Amen. I'm so glad for that, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Here you see the story in the book of, in Gospel St. Luke. Jesus, when he was resurrected and two disciples were walking in that on the road to the Emmaus, and Cleopas and another disciples, they were discussing and talking about Jesus and mourning and crying and weeping, and all of a sudden they find another man walking with them. Yes. And that man asked them, what are you talking about? About whom you are talking. And they looked at him very strange. And said, you are the one stranger here? You didn't know this. And he was just wanted to know what they are saying, you know. And they were talking about Jesus. And we know this man. And this, the prophet is Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet. And they killed him and crucified him on the cross. And they killed him. And they didn't know the scriptures. Right. And here, like Brother Branham, when he was talking about those incidents, you know, and he said, when you talk about the Lord, he will come. Right. That's what happened there. When they were speaking about the Lord Jesus, and he just stepped out from the road aside and joined with their conversation and asking them,
about whom you are talking about. And here he appeared to them and where he was asking them about the situation. And you know what, brothers and sisters, here like this, the scripture says, St. Luke 24 and verse 16, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are said? And they said, and the one of them whose name was Cleopas answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known these things which are come to pass there in these days? See, and they were very much looking at him very strange and asked him. And then in their conversation, you know, you all know this scripture, you know, the thing here. And here, 25th verse, here Jesus said, then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So my precious brothers and sisters here, and also here he says in 44, verse 44, he said, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, yet that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Other words, he is referring and mentioning and reminding them about him. It is written about him in the volume of the book. In other words, Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, is just stepping out from the scriptures, from the book, just stepping out from the pages of the book. They were reading, they were studying. Every Sabbath day, they are just listening to the preachers preaching. But here, they don't recognize their day and its message. But here, he is just stepped out from the pages of the book. And concerning about him, whatever it is written about him, and he is showing them. This is the manifestation of that scripture. I am the manifestation of the word. It is written about me. Praise the name of the Lord. And here, my brothers and sisters, in Perfect Faith, 1964, I mean, in this message, Brother Branham, he preached in 1963, he said, like, recognize our position as he recognized his position in the scripture. Amen. Amen. And also he said, when you receive the word, you will become the word. Amen. By receiving the word, we are becoming the word. So that's why God's prophet said, we are flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, a spirit of his spirit, and the word of his word. The same power is in the bride. The same thing, the same Holy Ghost, the same word is in the bride today. The word is nigh thee. The word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart, which we preach the word of faith. So that's why Jesus bringing us back to the original condition to speak the word. Not worried about a few situations or things like that, but just you believe. When you believe, when you have faith in the word, when you preach, when you speak the word, it will come to pass. Yes. I have seen many wonderful, miraculous things in my humble ministry, in my small ministry. And the Lord moved in a certain supernatural way. People, you know, in the boonies or in the rural remote villages, people, ignorance, they are uneducated. They don't have much education. They don't have nothing in that villages, in that areas, you know. And one of the people, one of their loved ones died in the family, and they cried unto God and they spoke, and that man in the family died, and when they spoke, that man was raised. Praise the Lord. These things happen, amen. We are more than overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah. And I would like to read a few things here, my precious brothers and sisters, about, you know, when you do something like, you know, about the blueprints, about the dramas, about the skits, about some kind of, you know, programs. Whenever you do something, it goes to on the paper. Before it goes on the paper, it will be in your minds. Whenever you make a big structure, whenever you're constructing a building or a structure or making some Sunday school skit, Sunday school teachers, they will write the characters and put on the pages. Amen. About the Sunday school skits and about the dramas and script writing, composing, even the film directors, script writers, whatever on their minds, they pull out those characters. They pull out the things from their mind and they put on the papers. And they pull the characters out from the pages of the script writings. That's in the world. But it's in the word of God. However, God has seen us in his mind and wrote about us in his Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. And here we have come. We are not by a chance. We are not by an accident here. Then said, ah, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. I have read many times these scriptures, but you know, until the Holy Spirit opens to you something. Like Brother Branham prayed in his prayer many times. He prayed, anyone can take the Bible. Anyone can move the turn. They can turn the pages of the Bible. But the context, but the revelation. You know, it has to come from the Holy Spirit only. And when the Holy Spirit reveals to you, and then you will know your position. So that's why Jesus said, at that day, what day? This day, at this present day, this is the day that the Lord hath made for his bride. Amen. And this day, at that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. The true oneness. So Brother Branham said, the nations are uniting. Denominations are uniting. Isms are uniting. The world is uniting. At the same time, the bride is uniting. They are coming from north, south, and east, and west. And they are coming to their wedding union. The wedding union is happening here. Coming together in a wedding union with the word of God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. My precious brothers and sisters, here you see some of the people in the Bible, those who stepped out from the pages of the book. Here you see Daniel. He recognized his position in the present and his present situation through the scriptures here. And he said, I understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years, desolations of Jerusalem. Amen. So the rest of the people, they didn't know what's happening in the present day. But this man of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the divine revelation, by the divine knowledge of the Holy Spirit, he just went to the scriptures. He didn't went to some scribes. He didn't went to some kind of denomination. He didn't went to some kind of people and asked what's happening now. But he went to the scripture. The Lord led him to read the book of Jeremiah, the prophet. And by the scriptures, by the prophecy of the word, he just stepped out from the pages of the book and said, I am the manifestation. These things are the manifestation of the scriptures now. Praise the Lord. Stepping out from the pages of the book. Stepping out from the written word to the reality. Stepping out from the word. I mean, stepping out as a real thing, you know. Not a letter. A letter killeth, but the Spirit of God gives you life. Yes, Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Here you see, my precious brothers and sisters, another, a witness in the Bible. You know, you see the believer, a prophet of God, John the Baptist. And the priest and Levites came to the John the Baptist and asked him, "Who are you? Who are you?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah." They came and they were asking him, "Who are you? Looks different. Talks different than our denomination. Looks different than our denominational, our preachers, our well-educated man. You look some kind of a thing like you does things in a different way that we do. But you look some kind of like a wild man or a woodsman. But who are you?" He didn't recognize his position, or he didn't identify his position with his father's denomination.
Come on.
Amen. His father was a Sadducee. He didn't tell them, he didn't say scribes and Pharisees, "Oh, I came from my father's a big church. I'm so and so. I'm the son of Zechariah, the Sadducee, who is the head of the Pharisee or Sadducee's department." He didn't identify himself with that kind of denomination thing. Or he didn't looking for a position. He was not looking for something else. But he just identified his position from the scripture. That's a divine revelation. It's a divine identification to every Christian believer to know your position in the scripture. It is not that you are by an accident sitting here in this tabernacle this evening. You are a manifestation of the Malachi 4. You are the manifestation of Luke 17:30. You are the manifestation of Acts 2:38. You are the manifestation of Revelation 10. You are the manifestation of the Word of God. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord," as the prophet Isaiah said. He's stepping out from the pages of the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3. And here you see another witness, a believer in the Bible, Mary. She recognized her position in the scriptures. One day he was doing her things at her home, and the angel of the Lord appeared to her. And she and the angel of the Lord spoke to her and said, "You are going to have a child. You are going to conceive." And she was marveled and she was surprised and wondered, how come? How it happens? And the angel of the Lord told her that, refer to the scriptures. See, God wrote about her before she was born, like 700 or 800 years before. Before she was born, before she passed her theophany, before she came into this world, she was in the back of God's mind. God thought about her. She was an eternal thought of God, and she was in God's mind. And God expressed his thought and shown a vision to Mary. To Isaiah about the Mary. And after 700 years later, here you see an angel of the Lord Gabriel walked to Mary and said that you are going to have a child. Praise the Lord. And the angel of the Lord referred to the scripture. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call her name Emmanuel. She didn't disbelieve or she didn't doubt that word. She just accepted the scripture and recognized her position in the word. And just stepped out from the pages of the book. And she came out and she was looking at the scripture and said, "That is me. That is me. That is nothing but me. Nobody else. That is me. just stepped out from the pages, and she recognized her character in the pages. And just came out, stepped out from the pages of the book, and she had the divine revelation of the word of God and recognized her position in the scripture, and just stepped out from the pages of the book, and she just believed the word and received the word and become the word. That's what the bride of Jesus Christ is doing now. When we receive the word, we will become the word. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Mary is the manifestation of Isaiah 7:14. She believed and stepping out from the pages of the book, from written word to the living word. And here you see another 120 people on the day of Pentecost. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. A supernatural God came down in a supernatural pillar of fire, and the supernatural pillar of fire broken into 120 pieces, and the Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire came upon the 120 people, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and moving in the Spirit, speaking in tongues and prophesying, and having a great time in the Lord and rejoicing in the Lord, and rest of the world thinking of them, making them fun. Making of them fun, laughing at them. And then some of the people are making some comments like, these people are drunk. So that's why they are filled with the new wine. No, sir, they are filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes into you. When the Holy Ghost comes into you, something different things happens in your life. Something changes you. When you meet God, that's it, my brother, sister. Something happens in your life. Something changes. That changes your attitude. That changes your nature. That changes your character. That changes your life. That changes everything. That consumes. The consuming fire comes into you and changes into the likeness of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Among 120 people, this man of God stood up, Peter, and said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. That means 120 people. Whatever the Peter saying, whatever the Peter preached, whatever the Peter referred to the scripture, he did. They all just stepping out from the scriptures. They all just stepping out from the pages of Joel 2 and saying that we are the manifestation of that word. We are the characteristics. We are the attributes. We are that manifestation of the Joel 2. We are not by an accident. This is not a new message. This is not a new revelation. This is the revelation of the word. We are the revelation of the living word. The word came into your life. The word came into our life and makes you the word to live like word, to talk like word, to speak like word, to walk like word. You become the word. Hallelujah. Recognizing our position in the scriptures, stepping out from the pages of the book, stepping out from the written word, stepping out from the literal pages, and which is written about you and me today, and we are just stepping out from the pages of the book. Many people think that it is written about Malachi 4, it is only about the prophet. Yes, I believe that. It is not only about the prophet. It is not only about the prophet. It is not only about the third Elijah. It is not only about the fourth Elijah in Malachi 4, 5, and 6. But it is also written about you and me. How come, brother? Hallelujah. And the scripture says, the Elijah come and turn the hearts of the children. Who are the children? You are the children. I am the children. I am one of them. Amen. Just William Branham, God's prophet, recognized his position in the scripture. John the Baptist, he recognized his position in the scripture. Just stepped out from the pages of the Bible, stepped out from the written pages, written word, from the written word, from the pages of the word, and just recognized their position and looked them. And they told the people, they just confirmed, or they just testified, that we are the manifestation of the the scriptures. Amen. You are the manifestation of the word. We are the manifestation of the scriptures. We are. So that's why when Brother Branham preached some messages, he said, when he was crucified, I was with him. When Moses met burning bush, I was with him. How come? It's not a carnal thing. It's not a we should not think with a you know, carnality. We have to have the divine revelation. We were in him. We were in the word of God. We were the eternal thoughts of God. We were in the back of God's mind. And God's mind, whenever we were in God's mind, God expressed the thoughts by the word. Amen. And the word was written word. When it is written about you and me, when the time has come, that characteristics coming out from the pages. And we are just stepping out from the pages of the book now. And we are the stepping out. We are the manifestation of Malachi 4. We are the manifestation. We were in Genesis 18. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. I believe that. Because it is the man. We are the manifestation of the written word. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My precious brothers and sisters, here you see so many things in the message also. Brother Branham, in perfect faith, I would like to read some quotes. I don't know. I'm just rushing, you know, just running fast. Because I don't want to take your time. Because I know most of the people, you know, this is the Wednesday night. But anyhow, my precious brothers and sisters, I am here to encourage you in your faith walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to be a blessing to you this evening. And here, Brother Branham said, in perfect faith, in paragraph 64, he said like this. He had faith with his power. How did he? He said, I can do nothing myself. Why? He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing what he was, the word. And he had faith in God who made him the word. Hallelujah. He was God, the word. And there was in him, and that gave him faith because he understood. Like Daniel, he understood. Knowing by ourselves. It's something special. Personal revelation, as personal divine revelation, knowing something by ourselves. He understood. Daniel understood his position. Here we see Jesus. Brother Branham said he understood his position. He knew what he was because the scripture had said he was this. And here every scripture tied in. Hallelujah. Amen. To prove that he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. And he knew what he was. If he knew what he was, what about you? Amen. What about me? What about the bride of Jesus Christ? Mrs. Jesus Christ. She will know. So that's why he said, I know who I am. I came from my father. I'm going back to my father. I'm not of this world. I came from above. I'm going back to my father again. He knew. Praise the Lord. And he told the bride that you will know. Hallelujah. You will know at that day. One day, this day, when the revelation strikes your heart, when something speaks to you, you will know that I am flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, word of his word, power of his power. Oh my, the resurrection is in you. The rapture is in us. The healing is in us. We know who we are. We know what we are. And we know what we are going to be. Amen and amen. Glory, hallelujah. Oh my, I feel so happy. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the presence of God. Amen. I feel like preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not like English, but you know what? I'm feeling like something happening in our heart. Oh my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Here in 68 paragraph, he said, now, the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Many people says, I believe in the word. Many people says, we believe in God. Even the devil believes in one God. Even the devil believes in one God. Devil believes in prophet. Devil believes in this prophet more than us. But you know what? Something, faith, which is a personal experience with God. Something personal experience with God. When you meet God, like Moses, when he met God at the burning bush, everything was changed. Lord, God consumed his theology, consumed his seminary, consumed his all kinds of worldly things, and brought him a different species, you know, a different kind. Oh my, thank you, Jesus. We are a super race. We are a super kind. We are a word kind. So that's why when a believer pray, when a believer speak to this mountain, that it comes into pass. Because we have that authority. We have that power. We have that Holy Ghost inside us. That makes us to shout. That makes us to say amen to every word. That makes us to rejoice in the Lord. That's the same transformation power is inside of us. One of these days, this flesh will transform into a word body, and we step into another dimension by the help of the Lord, by the grace of God, by the revelation of Jesus Christ, by the new birth, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Now the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Have faith in what the Word says you are. What the Word says about you. The Word says about me, I am an overcomer. Amen. I am an eagle. I am a sheep. One day my uncle said, Samson, come out from that William Branham cult. We will send you for Bachelor of Divinity. We will send you for Doctor of Divinity. And then we will appoint you as a coordinator in the missions department. And you will be having a nice mansion. You will be having nice car. And your children will be going to nice school. You will be having nice position. He was telling me all this. You know what, my brothers and sisters? I have never compromised. I have never compromised. Because more than all these things, there is something on the inside of me, anchored my soul, anchored my heart to the Word of God. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but this word shall not pass away. The word which we preach, the word of faith, the word which we believe, the word of this hour, that makes the rapturing faith is in this word. Oh my. Never compromise for money. Never compromise for a position. Never compromise for materialistic things. I just stepped out from the pages of the book and I said, that is me. I'm not Esau. I'm not Judas. I'm not Balaam. I'm not Gehazi. I'm something else. Something inside telling me that you are an eagle. You are not a buzzard. You are not a crow. You are not a chicken in the chicken yard. You are something else that stepped out from the pages of the book and said, I am an eagle. I am a sheep. Jesus said, my sheep. He didn't say all sheep. He said a certain sheep. My sheep. My sheep. Hear my voice. No one can pluck them out from my Father's hand. What is the voice? The voice of God was in the prophet of God. And the same word is in the bride of Jesus Christ today. So in the seven church ages, Brother Branham said, we are the final voice to the final age under the messenger. Under the messenger, not beyond the messenger, under the messenger. Amen. Hallelujah. Under the prophet's divine ministry, we are just standing behind of him and saying, our theophany is already saying and crying at the side, saying that our precious Brother Branham, hallelujah. Oh, we are with Brother Branham. We are coming in this age. We are just stepping out from the pages of the word, and we are the manifestation of that word, and we see what we are in the Bible. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus had faith in the word, and that said what he was. It is written of me. Amen. Jesus said, it is written of me. Amen. It is written about you. It is written about me. Just recognizing our present character with the Bible characters. We're just knowing what we are in the Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And here, Brother Branham said in this message on 184 paragraph, he said like this, he said, we are coming now to the perfection. Praise the Lord. Perfection is not being, not done yet. We are going into the perfection. And the first church messenger is writing in Hebrews 11. He said, without us, they are not perfect. Hallelujah. In God's mind, back in the back of God's mind, in God's program, in God's mind, he was thinking about God's family. He don't want to lose anyone. He don't want to miss anyone. Like Brother Branham talking about the puzzle in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He said he don't want to miss anything, right? See, in the puzzle, we will work from this edge to this edge. From the beginning to the end. If anything missing, it won't look good. We try to find, to put that peace in certain place, which that matches. And God is doing that. By sin, unbelief, so much, you know, it was like gone out and messed up. The picture of God, the family of God, messed up by the disbelieving of the word. Now, the word is bringing God's family together. Brother Branham said, here, we are coming now to the perfection. Because the people has to come to this in order for the rapture. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Genesis to nowadays, for this day. God is bringing that all pieces together. Without us, they are not perfect. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here Brother Branham said, in order for the rapture, that's what holding it away right now. Praise the Lord. And he's waiting for that church to come into the perfect raptured faith. I'm looking for it. It means a lot of shaking down for me. It means a lot for you. But together, we will make it by the grace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, stepping out from the pages of the book means recognizing our position, having faith what we are, what the word says we are. What the word says about you. The great director, he wants you to know, he wants us to know our character in the Bible. Our position in the scripture. Recognizing that position in the scripture. And we are just stepping out from the written word to the reality, to the living word. In some of the messages, Brother Branham said, we are the walking Bible. We are the written epistles of the word. We have that same Holy Spirit. We have that word. We have the divine revelation. We are here as the sons and daughters of God. A natural birth brought us into the sin or into the death. But the new birth which is inside, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the divine revelation, knowing by ourselves, by the word of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, that what we are, stepping out from the pages of the book and realizing and recognizing and identifying ourselves in the word. As he recognized his position, we are recognizing our position. As he recognized his position, we have to recognize our position in the scriptures. Amen. Amen and amen. And we are coming into that perfection. Amen. It is the closing times. Amen. And like a little boy one time, a story of a little boy, he never had seen a mirror in his life. Brother Branham said, he went to his auntie's house. He came to the city, went to his auntie's house and having good time. And when he went into the room, the olden rooms, the olden houses, they have a mirror backside of the door. You all know that. And this boy went into that room closed the door, and when he turned, he looked at the mirror. There is a man standing in the mirror right there. And he was wondering, who is that? And he just waved his hand, and that boy was waving his hand. When he pulled his ear, and that boy was pulling his ear too. When he was jumping, and that boy was jumping too. And when he went close to that mirror, and he touched and shouted and said, Mama, that is me. Brother Branham said, look into God's mirror and identify your present character. Don't identify Gehazi. Don't identify Jezebel. Don't identify Cain. Identify your present character. What the word says you are. Identifying ourselves, a divine identification. We know who we are. We are a believer. In the same message, in the perfect faith, he said, identify yourself and your character as a believer, he said. What the scripture says about you, identify yourself as a believer. Amen. And here he said, now watch. And he said to us, if you abide in me and my word in you, St. John here, you can ask what you will, it will be done. Then recognize your position in the scripture as a believer. As a believer. Amen. See, you have got to recognize your position as he recognized his position. And this boy went to that mirror, close to the mirror. Many people are very far to the mirror. Jesus walking on the sea, coming to the boat, and they're going somewhere. They're in the journey, and they had seen Jesus Christ from far, and they thought that some devil is coming, some demon or some spirit is coming to them, towards them. And they were afraid and scared and cried. But when he came close to that boat, then they had seen that this Jesus Christ. Many people are looking at the supernatural cloud from different angles and having different kinds of minds and different kinds of thoughts, different kinds of ideas, different kinds of doctrines coming through. But you got to come close to the word of God. Amen. When you come to the close to the word of God, then you will know what you are. Yes. We will know what we are. Amen. We will know by ourselves, by the divine revelation of Jesus Christ. We will know our position. We will know our position by the scripture as a believer. Amen. Amen. Now we are the manifestation of Malachi 4. And Revelation 10 and Revelation 19. And we see all the scriptures. And there is again another people in the land, who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. My brothers and sisters. My uncle. He's a wealthy man. Missions director. National director of Baptist missions in India. Rich man. Got position. Got money. People try to join in his denomination. But many people in the area trying to go and meet him, but they don't get the appointment because he's a big VIP in the denominational, you know, circle. But you know what, brother, sister? Even though he's a national director, he's got everything, but he told me, he tried to pull me out from this message. But there is something on the inside. When he offered me, I didn't have proper shelter, proper footwear, for proper food to eat, nothing. But I already, the something on the inside telling me that is not the truth. How can I deny this truth and compromise for something else for in this temporary life? In this temporary life, maybe I can live for 70, 80 or 100 years. But what about that after that? If I compromise for money, if I compromise for some materialistic things. No. Hallelujah. There is something on the inside saying that is not the truth. Stay with the word. No matter, don't look at the poverty. Don't look at your situation. Don't look at your background. Don't look at the circumstances. Just see the word. We are the thoroughbreds. Am I saying the thoroughbreds? Thoroughbreds means you all know that meaning of that. We know who we are. We know our generations. We know our father. We know our genetics. We know everything. No one can change that DNA. No one can change that blood group. There is something on the inside just pulling you, like the brothers sung that song. I feel the pull. I heard the call that brought you today here, my brother, sister. Just you all stepped out from the pages of the word. As long as you are in Christ, you are in the Bible. You are in the fullness of the Bible. Just stepping out from the pages of the word. Let's stand together. Let the musicians come and play the music softly. Thank you, Jesus. Precious brothers and sisters, recognizing our position in the scriptures, has he recognized his position in the scripture? Precious Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My precious brothers and sisters, this evening time, God is bringing us into that perfect union with the word of God. Like the scripture says, like he said in the word, St. John 14 and 20, at that day, what day? Close your eyes and just meditate on God's word. Sometimes the devil comes and speaks to you, oh, you made this mistake. You did this wrong. You did that. You did this. But you know what, brother, sister? The inside man, the inside being is born again. It says, don't believe, don't listen to the devil's words. Just recognize your position in the scripture. Just believe what the word says about you. Jesus said, at that day, what day? This day. This day. This scripture is fulfilled. At that day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God is making himself known. Hallelujah. By the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Like the prophet said, as God was in Christ, Christ in you. What God did in Christ, Christ does in you. Hallelujah. What signs did God did in Christ, Christ does in you. Oh my. I like that. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, at that day, this day, when the revelations made manifest, at that day, you shall know that I and the Father are one. I am in the Father and the Father is in me. And when the revelation comes forth, hallelujah, when the revelation strikes your heart, when God speaks you, and then it's I in you and you in me. The true oneness, the trueness of the Holy Spirit, the true oneness of the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He caught me when I was nothing. I am still nothing. But I am in his hand. He caught me. He loved me when I was unlovable. He loved you when you was unlovable. But he changed you. Just like the color sister said in her testimony. I'm not what I ought to be. And I'm not what I want to be. Then I'm not what I used to be. She knowed. she come somewhere, something happened. Somewhere something happened. And that's the way it is. If God, Brother Branham said like this, when I was an alien from him, so loved me till he stooped down to get me and pick me up, he gives me confidence that he wants to use me. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, God wants to use you. And God is have been using you as a mother. As a wife to your husband. God is using you. He's got a purpose in doing that. He's seen something in me. Amen. He's seen something in you. He had a reason to save you. Amen. Look at the people that are unsaved today. Look at all millions he could have took beside you. But he took you. Amen. No one can take your place. Amen. You are in God's economy. No one can do it. That's his love to you. That's a love affair. That's a love affair. Do you love him? Let's sing that song. I love him. Because he first loved us. The love of God brought us into his mighty presence. The love affair. We fell in love with him, with his word. We love his word because he is the word. We are leaning on his promise. We are leaning upon his divine promises. We love him. Thank you, Lord. We recognize our position as he recognized his position in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. We are the manifestations of the divine word. We are the word. We received the word and we become the word. He is the word. And we are Mrs. Jesus Christ. And the prophet of God said, she is him. She is him. And she has, thus saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord is the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Most holy heavenly Father, what a blessing, what a privilege, what an honor that you have given to us in this age. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us, choosing our hearts. Thank you for restoring our hearts, our lives back to the original word. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration. thank you, Lord Almighty God, for the divine revelation, opening our hearts, opening our spiritual sight to see who we are in the Word today. Lord Jesus, we are an eagles, Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength as the eagles. Lord, we are an eagles. We are an overcomers. We are the sheep of God. We are the bride of Jesus Christ. We recognize our position in the Word. And reading from the book, as your prophet said, as long as we are in Christ, we are in the Bible. We are in the fullness of the Bible, in the written Word. It is written of me. It is written about us. And recognizing who we are in the Word and stepping out from the written pages to the reality, to the living Word as a walking Bible in this age. And Lord, to live for you, to love you, and to display the Word to the people through our lives. Thank you, Father God. We love you, Father, because you first loved us. Bless this church, Lord. Bless the pastor and his family and the saints of God here. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to my heart, to speaking to us this evening, Lord. Bless us. Thank you for what you have done and what you are doing, what you are going to do. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into that perfect rapture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We are coming into that rapture, into that order for the rapture. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Bless the people as they travel back to their homes. Give them nice night rest. Bless their families and their work. Give the strength to their bodies. Good rest tonight, Lord. Thank you for the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost in this building tonight. We love you, Lord. Once again, bless our precious brother, Nathan, and the ministers here, Lord, and the deacons, and the trustees, and song leaders, and musicians, and Sunday school ministry, and youth ministry, and missionary work. Bless each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, it is not only saying that bless us, but you have blessed us, Lord, in many ways. Thank you, Lord. We have no enough words to praise you, Lord. But we say thank you from our depths of our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing now. Thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do. We love you with all our heart. Help us to get closer and closer to you, to walk with you as Enoch walked with you, as he typed to the bride of Jesus Christ today. May the transformation power come into our bodies one of these days and change our bodies. We are looking for that great event, the rapture, Lord. Help us, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's most holy, matchless and wonderful name, I ask these blessings for your glory with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I turn the service to the man of God.
Amen. You appreciate that tonight? Amen. Aren't you thankful that you looked into the Word of God, into the mirror of God's Word, and saw yourself? Said, that's me. Amen. That's me. I was thinking as he was preaching there, we looked one day into the Word, and the Bible said, she hath made herself ready. We recognize that's me. We looked one time and saw that they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. We recognize that that's me. And we looked one day to the scripture and he said, behold, I send you. We said, that's me. I send you, Elijah the prophet. Amen. God bless you. Let's worship the Lord a little before we go tonight. Amen. Let's sing that you were playing there. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just worship him tonight. He's worthy of it. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing it this way. We mirror of his word tonight. Recognize yourself. By his stripes, you're healed. Amen. That's me tonight, Lord. We love you. Baptized, and you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's me, Lord. I recognize myself. Oh, help us, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you tonight, Father. Playing this earlier. Let's sing it together tonight. As Brother Samson was talking, amen. Brother Bram said that Satan makes you an offer. He'll put you on the front row of a church. He'll fill your pockets. He'll do whatever if you'll just compromise with the word. He said to the ministers, he says, Satan makes you an offer. He'll make you the biggest name in the organization or whatever it is. But, amen, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for how can I please him? Amen. So I'm thankful tonight. Whatever Satan has offered, however hard the winds have blows, whatever has come, it wasn't me that was holding, but the anchor holds. Amen. It's him that's holding on to me. Amen. If it was me, Brother Wade, I'd have gave up a long time ago. But he was holding. Amen. Wasn't my strength, wasn't my ability, wasn't my knowledge. It was that he was holding on to me. Amen. Let's sing it tonight. Aren't you thankful that the anchor's still holding? Oh, the anchor holds. Thank you, Father. Oh, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, the anchor holds. Thank you, Father. In spite of the storm.
Why don't we sing it again to him? Just thank him tonight.
The anchor holds.
Even when we weren't able.
Although the ship is battered. Yes, the anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees, Lord, as I face these raging seas. But the anchor
going through storms right now, but we can sing it.
Oh, the anchor holds. Though the ship is battered, yes, the anchor holds. Though the sail.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that through the storms of life that you've been right there with us. Lord, even when we couldn't go on any further, you picked us up and carried us a little ways, Father, till we was able to walk on our own again with you leading us. Lord, I just ask that you'd be with us tonight. Lord, maybe there's many facing trials and storms in their life right now, Lord. Be with them, Father. Comfort them in a way that only you can. Be with our brothers, Lord, as they travel on Friday to different states and back to their own countries. Father, may you protect them, use them, lead them, Father. Just bless their ministries, I pray. Lord, be with Brother Arsene as he's up in Lexington preaching for Brother Luis tonight and on Sunday. Just bless him, and as he travels, Lord, help him as he goes back to Cape Town. Just be with him, Father, I pray. Be with Brother Samson and his ministry in India and his family and his church there. Just bless the work. Be with Brother Thomas and the missionary work he's doing there in Ghana. May you just bless him, protect him, and guide him, Lord. Be with Brother Trevor, Lord, as he's ministering and on vacation this week. Lord, just protect them and their family. Bring them home safe. Lord, thank you for raising up men in this age that'll stand for the truth and proclaim it wherever they go, Father. Be with each of us as individuals. Protect us, Lord. Keep us safe. Lord, keep your guiding hand upon us and our families, Lord. I just ask that you'd be with Brother Jason and, Lord, all the believers on the East Coast there as this storm comes in, Lord. May you protect them through anything that would take place. But, Lord, we know that you're more than able just to completely annihilate the storm before it even reaches the land, Father. Lord, we have confidence in you, Lord, that you're able to move on the scene. Lord, we're just trusting in you for their safety, not only for theirs, Lord, but in our safety day to day, Father. Every time we get into a car, every time we step out of bed, whatever we do, Father, Lord, we're depending on you to protect us, to lead us, to guide us. Lord, help us to keep you before us always in our decisions. Help us to keep you before us. May we keep your word before us to live by as a lamp to our feet. And a light to our path. We love you, Jesus. Be with each one as we go our separate ways tonight. Protect us and bring us back at the appointed time. Thank you, Lord, for your presence we felt here tonight. We love you, Jesus. Make us more like you, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Let's sing it again. The anchor.
Oh, I have fallen
the anchors.
Amen. God bless you tonight. You can be dismissed. Let's sing it as we go.
Yeah.